course, am the amazingly talented G-Money here on a lovely Tuesday evening here on the Nerd Watch right here in the Queen Kamado Center at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I'm going to tell you something. Something big is happening. Bigger than the Fortnite black hole.
And your people.
Bigger.
Gross.
Dare I say bigger than
there were kids there.
Activision Blizzard's unfledgling allegiance to China.
Hey,
all hail
this big business.
Xi Jinping. All hail him. All hail him.
What?
Anyway.
What is the Chinese Google? What is it?
Oh,
it's like
Weibo? Is it Weibo?
Yeah,
Weibo, isn't it?
Are we posting up on that?
Oh, yeah.
It's pronounced Weibo.
Weibo.
Pretty sure that's not it.
Yes, all hail our Chinese overlords. And China is great. Okay. Anyway, I got that out of the way.
We need that
money. You're almost up to quota.
I know.
Two more times.
Two more times? Okay, we'll save that for the rest of the show.
Do we have interviewership or do we have any, listenership in China?
In the Asias? Yes.
Do we really got Chinese people?
There are.
He has to say all hail China.
Yeah, right.
At least three times in the pod.
This is how Firefly starts.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, there's an Asian here tonight. Maybe even two.
Whoa. Are you counting yourself still?
Yes.
Because that doesn't work.
First of all, I'm Pan-Asian.
This is like Filipinos are like Latino Asians.
Yeah, we're Latino Asians. We're the Mexicans of the Pacific, as Jokoi says.
I'm part Chinese, but I don't trade on that because I don't look Chinese.
Well, it's okay. You can look Chinese.
Does that mean Ganon is our lord? I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
All hail Ganon.
Totally.
All hail Ganon. If I look like I'm concentrating.
Okay, good. Well, all hail our overlord. In China.
Ganon, apparently. Yeah. He's the only Chinese I know.
He's going to inherit it all someday.
Hashtag oppress Hong Kong. Is that what I have to say?
Don't do that.
No?
Don't.
The China said I'm supposed to.
We stand
to...
with Hong Kong.
Do we stand?
Here in America.
Oh, yes. Yes. Woo. Free Hong Kong. Free Hong Kong. Woo.
And now all right.
Fine.
Chinese
well, we're gonna get. They're gonna kill us. You do
what?
Know this, yes?
Yeah, I want my Szechuan sauce.
You know our social credits. Our social credits went down to zero. By the way, they're done. Our social credits.
I can't get a train ticket.
I don't know what's happening yet. What's going on?
Anyway, don't worry about it.
Szechuan sauce.
China specific jokes.
China specific. Yeah.
I feel like everybody's speaking English, and I still don't understand.
By the way,
what's
Overwatch. Overwatch decided to cancel their event for their Overwatch Switch in New York.
Nobody
so.
Plays Overwatch though.
I still do.
I think they might be actually going to consider.
They cosplay Overwatch. Watch though.
Canceling BlizzCon too, which is amazing.
That's not confirmed yet, but they might.
They might. Telling you.
And some of my favorite cosplays. Mm-hmm. Is that from Overwatch?
No, that's from League of Legends.
Okay, League of Legends. There's like video game cosplays where I'm just like, oh my, that's so good. Yeah. And I've never played or seen the game before.
Right, but it looks
but
dope.
It's just amazing. Yeah.
It's 10th anniversary for League of Legends.
Oh, that's right. It is 10th anniversary for League of Legends. That's right. Bore me to death.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wait, as in he's boring you, or is the game he
the game,
brought
the
up
game
is
he
boring.
Brought up is terrible. I hate it.
So both. You're just terrible.
Anyway,
cool cosplays.
Here's the thing.
Because you don't know how to play it.
Okay, first of all, you got to talk right into it. It's very specific. There you go. You got to make love to it a little bit.
If any of you guys want an easy way to rank up,
don't just kiss it. Eat it.
Anyway,
he is the easiest way to level up.
Let me introduce everybody who's here tonight. First of all, our very, very special guest. She has a lot of nerve showing her face around here after such a long period of time.
I told you she'd be sorry.
She's also in my seat.
Yeah, she is. She's taking over your seat as well. She is one of the originals of the show.
What?
She is.
Originals?
Yes.
Original cosplayers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying, okay.
Oh, wow.
Because I was here a lot longer than her.
That's true. It's
You've never part. Called me an original.
Fair enough. I have. You are an original.
I'm not even an original.
You're part of that second wave derivative BS.
I'm like second season.
Give me Digit and Collector J anytime.
I'm like the Harlem Globetrotters when they showed up on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, really. Oh, nice.
Only I stuck around for some reason.
Well, I'm a true nerd watch obscurist.
Yes, you are. You're an obscurist.
I even watched 2020.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wait, the news show or the nerd watch 2020?
The nerd watch 2020.
Just 2020 your face. Still a thing? Never. Anyway, she
Google
is
it.
A.
She's been gone for so long, she doesn't even know there is another nerd watch.
She has been gone for so long. But yes, she is back, and she is back. strong because she is going to be
like bull.
Well, I heard
like, she is strong like bull, and she will be hosting or she will be conducting the Night Darling cosplay
like with the stick?
Cosplay contest.
One of the largest cosplay competitions
that's right.
in Hawaii.
October 26th and 27th. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please give a big round of applause to Night Darling cosplay.
Yes.
In the house.
Why are you clapping?
Is that your last name? Cosplay.
Yeah. Why are you guys clapping? G has a button now.
We still all clap.
Yeah. No. That's special. Okay, you're breaking the fourth wall. That's the audience behind the camera.
Yes.
And we're clapping along with them. Thanks for ruining the illusion.
Yeah, ruining the illusion.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Press that yellow button.
What button are you talking about?
Hey, can you just let us clap for you?
Also joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, great.
He is.
You know what? It's my intro, and I feel the same way.
What is this?
I'm getting
Dark Knight. He is our punk rock superstar, and yes,
I love this music, and you make me hate it.
The horror aficionado. This is the man whose band will be opening up for the Dead Kennedys.
Woo!
Over here in Maui. Amazing. That's how good they are. And while he's doing that, he'll be fighting crime right here in Maui Town in his spandex and cape and his cowl. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Gannon!
What's the yellow button?
Multiple times, guys.
No yellow button.
Woo!
Shut up about the button.
Also, also joining us this evening,
how come I gotta make my own music?
Since she's the video game guru, shouldn't she just make the Super Mario Brothers
theme? I was gonna say Mario is
no, I did one time. I gave him the Wii music and he didn't like it.
You miss so hard every time.
Wait,
because it's the
Nintendo Wii or like you go to the bathroom Wii music?
Well, a little bit. Yeah. I gave him the Wii Me music and he didn't like it.
Oh, is this Hydlide?
Because it was the Wii music.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? Why can't you give him the classic?
What?
Why can't you give him the classic?
I like that. Well, no. I like the Wii Me music because it's really cute.
Or the Tetris theme so we can get sued by
really
Russia.
Because he's really cute.
Here we go.
This is
ladies and gentlemen.
Kind of digital.
He is the gaming guru. I don't know what he's playing mobily
right now.
This
is not Weeaboo enough.
I do know this. He's playing
Mario Kart.
From my understanding, he not
which
only
is
he
a
playing
lot of fun, by the way.
Mario Kart. He's
he needs
also
a better song.
He's a good song. He's also playing Monster Hunter Iceborne, ladies and gentlemen. Please say hello to the man who is the gaming guru. Format is in the house.
Talk about baby me making music, by the way.
Right?
Hello, Format.
Hello, Format.
Hello.
I'm so sorry, Format.
Yeah.
Ni hao
you deserve
ma,
better.
Ni hao ma. Anyway, also.
To our Chinese overlord. Ni hao ma.
Also joining us this evening, he is the seducer producer of the Nerd Watch.
He's neither.
He
Where's his music?
The roadie. He is the music I play for him would be way too sexy.
With a slipper,
yeah, be way too sexy. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello and big ups to the man who is Kai in the house.
You know what you need to queue up is
I am not a guru. Stop referring to me as a
guru. No, you know what they need to do is the Horatio Sanz going, oh no, too sexy, too sexy. With Antonio A.
Oh,
Banderas.
That's good too.
I never consent to any of this.
No, I like that. I like that. I think I'm gonna use that. That's very good.
I didn't consent.
Wow, can you just?
First of all, there's no consent needed, right?
Good for Google.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Consent is always necessary. I don't know if you live in this world or not.
My love.
No.
Stop.
Oh wait, yes, Encino Man.
That's
great.
The producer, seducer. Come on, Kai. How sexy are you, Kai?
You can't act like this doesn't make you think of
it. Does make you feel good, doesn't it?
And feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you listen to in the morning?
I will hit you.
You're literally bringing your stinky, disgusting slipper on camera. Oh, man. The show's going down.
So good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, finally joining us.
It's already at the bottom of the hill, Gannon.
Anybody smell rotten egg rolls all of a sudden?
How dare you?
I smell cheese.
He is the chairman of the comic book board. He is also the godfather of comic books.
Oh, man.
He is also the man who is the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con 2019. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is our very own. What do we call you? I totally forget what you were going to be called. Dude. Yes, you're the comic guy. That's
the
right.
Lorenzo Lamas of Maui Comic-Con.
Try that again.
I am somehow subscribed to the Ruben Blades. Blades. Is his name Blades?
It's Ruben Blades.
It's Blades, technically, but everybody calls him Blades.
For some reason, am getting his regular monthly newsletter.
Nice.
Why does he have one?
Is it by mail?
He is also the self-proclaimed comic master, ladies and gentlemen. Clap for the man who is our very own Alika in the house tonight. Yay!
You're going to regret it later.
Well, before we get started and talk about all the good stuff and the bad stuff that happened this weekend, we should check in with the man
bad
who is
stuff.
Growing
bad stuff.
Quite
a beard.
Talking about
face
the bad
hair.
Stuff he's gonna make happen.
Yeah, the face hair that's happening on his face.
Can you?
No.
What? Why are you going to make it uncomfortable, man?
What? Face hair that's on
I'm
your face?
I'm really uncomfortable.
It's on your face. It's face hair. It's anyway, face pubes. It is time to check in with the man who is the self-proclaimed comic master. Every Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kamana Center. So let's find out what is new this week in the world of the comic books.
Ladies, 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 let's get in them sheets with Daddy Leaks and his comic book least.
Yes! Yes!
I guess.
Least. I like it, I love it, I
that
love
was a good
it.
One.
Absolute
his
Carnage.
Comic book least.
Number 4 of 5.
That was good.
Yeah.
Absolute Carnage Avengers, number 1.
Ooh, nice.
Absolute Carnage Scream, number 3 of 3.
Ooh.
Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool, number 3 of 3.
That is a lot of Absolute Carnage. Blah, blah, blah.
That was like 7.
Absolute Carnage, Batman number 92.
I want to, before you go any further, there are a lot of people in the chat that are fascinated with your glasses and they want to know if it's new.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm blind AF.
Oh, wow.
And those aren't earrings. Those are actually stands for her birds. She just doesn't have them.
They flew away.
Nice. Sweet.
Arrow, number 4.
I can attest to that. She is super blind.
With Aquaman, number 53. Archie, Married Life, 10 Years Later, number 3. What an exciting Jeez. Book.
Woo!
You got married?
Filled with arguments over who's going to do the dishes. It's Batman, number 81.
I don't want to do the dishes.
I overstepped at the Batman.
Why? Oh. Why? What's up?
No, because I said Absolute Carnage, okay. Batman, number 92. I should have made that more realistic and reeled it back in.
If Catwoman actually did get together with Batman.
You mean Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
No. But if Batman were to get together with Catwoman in the comic books and they had kind of like a domestic relationship, would she be doing the dishes?
I don't know if you know this. Bruce Wayne's rich.
Nobody.
He actually
Alfred
has a butler that does this stuff for him. Have you heard of him? His name is Alfred.
No, but I mean, if she's not pulling her weight,
Alfred doesn't do dishes.
He does.
Alfred, like, Alfred does
there's
not
like
do
an
dishes.
Off-camera dishwasher.
He wipes the stains out of the sheets. He cleans
yeah,
up
he
the
does
costume.
That.
He makes the food.
Night, darling. That's a girl's job.
He though. Doesn't give anybody else access to Batman's DNA. That's insanity.
All right, sorry. I was just asking.
Seriously, come on, man.
Fair enough.
Nobody's doing the dishes other than Alfred.
Fair enough.
Who's cleaning her litter box?
That's right.
Wait, she uses the litter box?
The fact that she
does. Catwoman.
That's hot.
Papa Squat.
So hot. I'm going to look online if I can find any videos like that.
You probably can. You probably can.
Nice.
Captain America, number 15.
Yeah. Captain America?
Captain. You know
Absolute
it.
Carnage. Captain America.
Absolute Carnage. Captain America, 15.
Captain America.
We should just do that for every book.
Yes.
The one that's written by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Very awesome story right now. Captain Marvel, number 11. Captain Marvel, round of applause.
Mm-hmm. Absolute Carnage. Woo!
Yeah.
You love Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Crazy, number 1, which was Mad Magazine, like, analog for Marvel Comics.
Who's not begging for that all-female cinematic universe movie?
Well, I'm not begging for
it.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, just check.
We need it.
I just hope it's as awkwardly executed as it is in Endgame. That's all.
Yeah. They just all...
Amen.
There's, like, a street corner at the beginning of the movie, and they all start walking towards it. And they're all like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
You're here too? Oh, sweet.
They all just call each other like, men suck, don't they? Yeah. Let's just make our own Avengers. And then
they're
the
like
movie goes from there.
Eating ice cream at a slumber party.
It starts out with a pillow fight. All right.
Oh, yes.
Except somebody dies because they all have powers.
Yeah. Captain Marvel just kills somebody because she's Captain Marvel.
She knocks
like my friend Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany!
Oh my God!
I should have brought you.
And then Scarlet Witch has to change the reality to make like it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, nice.
She tries to put her veins back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not working.
Flash. Oh, man, I want to see this movie now.
Flash forward, number 2 of 6.
Who?
Guardians. Flash forward.
That Flash.
Oh,
the
Flash.
Flash
book. Gotta
think. I think that's the Wally.
That's the Wally centric book.
Wally West book. Gideon Falls, number 17. H.G. Wells, The Island of Dr. Moreau, number 2 of 2.
Wow.
Because Lord knows we need more incarnations of that.
We do. That'd be awesome. I'm down.
Where's that remake, by the way?
Put me down for a copy.
Well, Val Kilmer did appear in Jay and Silent Bob, the reboot.
Which we didn't get.
Yeah.
Which Maui didn't get.
Yeah, which I don't think we're going to get.
Well, it was supposed to be today, so obviously we're not getting it.
Bummer. Anyway, yes.
Marked, number 1. That's an Image book.
I want that book.
Really?
Wow. It's about people, they have tattoos that give them powers or something like that.
That's
just, I just kicked Lindsay. I'm sorry.
He did.
I'm sorry.
That sounds interesting.
You meanie.
Mask, I pledge
allegiance realize how
to the mask.
Limb she was.
Number
wait,
one
wait,
four.
Wait. Mask, limb. I pledge allegiance to the mask?
Yep.
Why? With Eric Stoltz?
No, not the Eric Stoltz
You're
mask.
An idiot.
They never
Shut
had
up.
A comic.
Oh.
Why would they do that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking.
We're, of course, talking about it's based on the movie Son of the Mask starring Alan Cumming.
Are we?
Oh, wow. The Jamie Kennedy classic.
Nice. Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah. Nice.
Metal Men, number 1 of 12. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Ooh, absolute carnage, My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Friendship is Magic.
They would do it. Magic. They're doing really good right now. Once in Future, number 3 of 6. That's a pretty popular book. Powers, that's a replacement, Powers of X. Is all of that over now? Powers in House?
Yep.
Well, because X-Men 1 comes out soon, right?
Yep. X-Men, actually, I'm
Dawn.
Getting to it. I'm getting to it.
Oh, oops. I buried the lead.
That was the big one. Thanks for stealing that from me.
Sorry. I was thinking it was further off.
Wait,
my
wait,
bad.
Wait. Let's try it. Let's rewind. Go ahead and do it again.
No.
He can edit it to where I didn't say that.
That's true.
Okay. Spider-Man number 2.
If I swear right now, he has to.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Let's see. So we've been watching Cartoonist Kayfabe. They've actually been talking a lot about the comic store and the Comic-Con over there.
About this Comic-Con?
Yeah. Ed Pisker of X-Men Grand Design and Jim Rugg. A bunch of his graphic novels are coming in tomorrow. He's known for the independent comic Street Angel. So you've got a lot of those collected.
I like that Pisker guy, but that Rugg guy's a real jerk.
Whoa.
Well,
what's wrong with
him? He's a cat lover.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I might change my mind about him.
Aren't we all?
Whoa. No. Winky face.
Meow.
Ed Pisker is over in Japan right now on a manga journey.
Good for him. Don't you mean manga?
Yeah, the
manga.
Okay.
This is why nobody likes you.
Superman. I'm excited for this book. Superman Smashes the Klan, number 1 of 3.
Sweet.
It's based on the radio series where they smash your grandpa.
Okay, hold on. I have to put a pin in this for a second. Remember how we said at least 3 people would start watching the show because Lindsay's here? We are up to 18 from our usual 15.
Woo! Look at that.
Don't celebrate that. That makes us look weak.
All right. If we get another 5 people in here.
Oh, wait, 19.
Oh, look at that.
We just went to 19.
It went back to
18. Sorry.
Hey,
that was a premature 19. Oh, it went down to 17. I should just shut up because I think I'm making people go away.
So if I were to say that Night Donna was going to take her jacket off if 30 people got in here, would that be a thing?
But if I took my shirt off,
I
will step my game up if we're coming down to that.
Really? Right.
This, you want to hear about this book.
Okay, great. Sorry.
Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Batman Nightfall.
Yes, I do want to hear about that book.
Yeah. Sounds hot.
It's an alternate universe
Take
where things go different. Huh?
It's going back to the old school.
You first, my dear. I ain't jumping into that ocean by myself.
The Elseworlds that were so popular during the 90s. Mm. People are excited for that to come back. Wonder Woman, Come Back to Me, number 4 of 6. Kind of desperate.
I hate the name of that stupid book.
Wonder Woman, Come Back
That's
to Me?
That's it.
Is Steve Trevor?
He's on his knees.
Oh,
this is a pure example. On, this is actually a good example of sexism because you'd never have a Batman book called Batman Come Back to Me.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? You would never be
baby.
Superman Come Back to Me.
No, because we're independent.
Well,
that's the other thing. Wonder Woman's like, why would she need someone
like
to come back to her?
Absolute carnage.
Absolute carnage.
Come back to me.
She's a god, so she just has to wait for them
to die.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Wow. And then she can move back to them. It's like he's dead now. All right, I'm moving back. Finally, Chicago is back on limits for me. Good old Ed died.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's a weird way to be.
Oh, my gosh.
And X-Men number one.
All right. Powers of X.
No, it's no. Powers and House of X built up to this grand finale. Not really a grand finale. It's launching a whole new universe
of
X-Men.
What happened to House of M?
That's
like 10 years ago, for starters.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, they wrapped that up nicely, actually.
Was it a good wrap-up?
That was so old, I don't even think Marvel movies happened yet.
Okay, sweet. Nice.
It still exists, though, in the House and Powers of X.
Oh, yes. Okay,
line.
Good.
It's still
and
there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was your comic book list for this week. Woo! Wednesday. Come and pick up those great comics and a lot more comics right here in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kahului Center.
Whoa. Hold on a second.
He forgot Absolute Carnage.
No. Alika completely...
I skipped like 10 Absolute Carnages.
This is kind of an important one that Alika just completely rolled over.
No, what?
Superman smashes the Klan.
No, he didn't. He said that.
I know. I wasn't paying attention. I wanted to drag more attention to it. That's all.
Yeah.
Wait, what does Superman
made
a joke about my grandfather?
No, no, no.
Right?
Yeah, your grandpa.
Hold on. The reason why is because this is actually done in the old Fleischer style.
Oh, yes. Is it?
The artwork is in more of the old school Fleischer style.
Who does Superman smash?
The Klan.
The Klan.
Oh. The Ku Klux Klan, not the Wu-Tang Klan.
Oh.
Wow.
That would be. I would.
I want to make sure that everybody Wu-Tang understands. Klan. It's the Ku Klux Klan, not the Wu-Tang Klan.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad she made that specification.
Well, she did it too. Yeah. See, look.
Hello.
This is
get
either,
with it.
This either like, Wu-Tang Clan or Weezer.
I thought you didn't like the hip hops.
Huh?
I thought you didn't like the hip hops.
You know what's funny? I actually got to see Wu-Tang Clan right after NoFX. It was very bizarre.
Mm, wow.
Very bizarre show.
Interesting.
All the feels.
Was it enjoyable?
Oh, I stayed for like one or two songs and I left.
Wow.
I got uncomfortable.
Cash rules everything around me. Sweet. All right. Well.
Hey, Rodney Sarabai brings up a great question.
Uh-huh.
When is Night Darling going to start selling bathwater?
What?
Ew.
No.
Oh, now I know
gamer
what that
girl,
means.
Gamer girl
gamer
bathwater.
Never bring that up again.
I don't know about Lizzie, but you can buy mine for $5 a bottle.
What?
You put it in those gross mason jars.
I don't even have a bathtub.
Is it weird that guys
what's
actually
this stuff
do that?
Floating in it?
Huh? I really just hold it under me and I catch it while I shower.
The fact that dudes actually buy that.
You could call it grundle water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gannon's grundle water.
Gannon's grundle water.
My bath water is for sale.
Look, I'm going to put $5 up. Just to
what do you think
I'm
selling at my booth at the convention?
Oh, you're selling your water.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gannon's
water.
Grundle water. It's
you
branded.
Got, I mean, for you guys, it's $3. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is $5.
I really
what a
think
deal.
That.
I had to jump on it before she got into it.
That's true. It's a good point.
Mine is already up on eBay.
John J. Murakami in the chat as well.
Oh, rack me.
How much is his bathwater?
I don't know.
I'd pay my.
I know is.
If it gave me his superpowers, I would drink some of that stuff.
If there are people dumb enough to buy it, good on the people that sold it.
You know they're perverts, right? I mean, I want to make sure you understand.
Oh,
these are perverts.
Dude, everybody on the internet is a pervert, and everybody's on the internet.
That's
just their
thing. You're a pervert, too.
Well, people we're like all perverts. It's just a matter of degree.
It's like, why lob that accusation? Because then we're all going to have to just start calling each other perverts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're all perverts. It's just, you know,
whoa,
how much are we?
Elvis.
All right. Whatever.
Take it easy, pervert.
I mean, some people are into feet.
Carnage.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolute carnage perverts.
Absolute carnage bathwater.
All right.
See?
So
it's a thing.
Next year, 2020.
Don't
Nerd Watch officially becomes Nerd Watch 2020, and we'll be selling our very own bathwater right here.
I'm not buying yours.
Let's see who can make the most
sales.
No.
No? Damn it. Okay,
fine. Who's going to sell the most?
We can't consent to this.
It makes a good soup base.
Wait till you see how profitable this business is, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't swear it off yet.
No.
Yep.
Well, listen, I think it's time to check in with our very special guest. We've been waiting a very long time to hear from her because she has not been around in a while.
Kai!
No.
Night Darling has been a very, very busy
She's
bee.
She's special, too.
She's been doing the con
very
circuit.
Special.
She's been all over making cosplays. And
knitting.
Of course,
cosplays.
She also is doing the Comic-Con cosplay contest here at Maui Comic-Con.
Yay. The fourth annual.
Yeah, it's very, very popular. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would please welcome back the sweet Neat night, darling.
Sweet, meat.
Sweet, meat.
Night, darling.
Yeah, the sweet and neat night, darling.
Sweet, meat, sweet and Gannon seat.
What is that?
And sweet, meat, and Gannon seat.
Wow, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
So, night, darling.
Really
how are you, my dear?
My
how have
band.
You been?
You should.
I'm really good.
Good. Glad
busy.
To hear. Very busy.
I'm so ready for Maui Comic Con.
You really?
Let's do this. It's, yes.
It seems like you've been very, very, very busy, and I'm surprised you've been able to catch up with yourself because it seems like you're doing a lot of stuff that's probably tiring you the hell out.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I don't sleep at all, but that's pretty much the norm with
right,
me anyway,
right, right.
So it's fine. But for the past like 3-4 months, we've just been buckling down and getting ready for MauiCon, and this year is going to be insane.
I heard.
I'm excited.
A little birdie told me, said that you have got new awards.
Why are you talking to birds?
They come to him.
They come to me.
They come
it's
to
like
me.
A Disney
are you
cartoon?
A Disney princess?
I know.
He is.
I'm like the dude from Song of the South.
We have this year, I decided to like ask around and take a poll. We have a cosplay page on
there's
Facebook.
There's gonna be a poll. Ah.
So yes. So I asked them if they wanted trophies or plaques this year, and they voted plaques. So
they're easier to store.
I voted for Costco gift card.
Oh, sorry, that didn't win.
Also easy to store.
So we went for plaques. I just really wanted to focus on what the cosplayers wanted. This is their show.
Sure.
I do all of this for them. So they get what they ask for.
Fantastic. Look at you serving the people in such a wonderful way.
You got to.
Now, here's the thing. We know that it's always a big event. We know it's held over 2 days. Could you give us what's happening on Saturday for the cosplay event?
On Saturday, like usual, it's always our upper division, our adults. So it's men and women's and... I heard there's some really heavy hitters coming this year.
How have you gotten pre-registration?
I've gotten like 8 so far.
For the adults?
For the adults, yeah. So, but then a lot of the, you know, a lot of sign-ups happen on the
day of. Yeah, they happen day of, yeah.
But I heard that people are flying from different islands to come and compete.
Nice.
A lot of people are working really hard on their cosplays. I think they're getting like ready.
Nice.
Like, for war.
Well, here's the thing. With you, it's always a fun time when I'm up there doing the hosting for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get, because we know we got something special on Sunday, but before I do that, I got to ask a question. Mm-hmm. As someone who has been an observer of the cons and the cosplays, just a fair bit of maybe warning for those. What are the do's and don'ts when it comes to cosplay contest?
Please.
As an adult.
Please go to MauiComicCon.com and read my 3-page rules and regulations.
Thank you. Okay, fantastic. Anything that sticks out?
Well, for sure, I really pay close attention to my rules and regulations. We want to make sure that everybody is safe.
So those are the just basic rules of cosplay, the things you can and can't use.
Right,
and things like that.
Yeah.
But you also have some very good basic rules, like how you say cosplay is not consent. If you're going to take a picture with somebody, ask them and make sure they're comfortable with it.
Yes.
Oh, is that what I've been doing?
Don't just be snapping pictures, Gannon.
I feel like it's easy.
Just kind of like at any
I feel like the rules should be really easy. If Trump would do it, don't do that.
That's a good rule.
How dare you?
We could put that up there.
That's a good rule.
All right.
If Trump would do it, don't do that.
All right. That's why I know what I'm doing for my cosplay.
You're going to do Trump?
Yeah.
I think so far, like all of my cosplayers, they know how to...
To conduct
present
themselves.
Yeah,
very
I mean,
well
you've never had
no.
any infractions or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's all been super good. We're all really passionate about what we do, and we're there to, like, compete and show off
good.
Months and months of hard
good.
Work and just to kind of put their work out there on that stage and just to be under the same roof with other cosplayers, which is, like,
good.
The biggest thing. And it is, like, we're really... like close-knit family.
I did almost get accosted by a Catwoman on the first year and kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
Okay, good.
Is that Lisa?
You can handle
is that okay?
It.
Is that okay?
Because you kept asking for her number, dude. Cut it out.
Yeah, her boyfriend was right there.
Sometimes there's some wild moments, but every cosplay competition, you know, it's a costume contest.
I'm a professional.
So.
Hey, why don't you shut up, Alika?
You're a professional.
Shut up, Format.
The guy that takes 2 hours to set up the soundboard
that you
do every week.
It was just, it's fine. We were ready to go. Anyway.
So I'm excited
very
to see
excited about
who
that.
Shows up. Yeah.
Do we, how many entrants do we have so far?
So I have 8 for the upper division right now, and that's on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then I have 4 for
pre-registration
for kids on Sunday.
No, Sunday is the kids. It's all division for the kids, right?
Yeah, so Sunday is groups and kids division.
Right.
So that's always the toughest one for our judges because all
and
the
if
kids.
You, so if you want to pre-register, you can go to MauiComicCon.com. Yep. There's a form section.
Yes. And then also day of registration will be at my booth between 11 and 2.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, that's gonna happen center stage. What time on both days?
Both days will be at 3 p.m. We're pushing it back a little bit mm-hmm. this year so everybody can kind of, like, prepare themselves. 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Right.
Call time for all of the cosplayers will be at 2 o'clock
yep.
at my booth, mm-hmm. just so that everybody can get a number and we can brief everybody and they know what they need to do. And
are you guys doing the pre-judging this year?
No pre-judging.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why paperwork okay. is going to be very detailed of what they've actually made. Because for okay. upper division, 60% of your cosplay needs to be made.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this year, what we're going to do is we're going to try and read most of those.
Oh, good.
That paperwork. And so we can give
right.
them.
I spend my life prejudging. That's what
we
I
know. Mean.
That's prejudice.
Is that what that is? Got it. Okay.
It's prejudice.
Yeah.
So well, it's good for myself because that gives me an opportunity to give me the papers and everything, and
yep.
I can kind of go. It's good. I'm
yeah,
so happy. That's
yeah.
great. It makes it easier on me too.
So and we work through it really well.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Every year is mm-hmm. super fun.
Do you
that's
have
awesome.
Your judges panel lined up?
I do.
Can we ask who they are yet? Or
not yet.
Okay. Damn it. Okay.
Not so allowed.
No. It'll be good.
Are
It'll
they professionals?
Good. It's not
yeah.
you. That's what's
okay.
the important
well, I,
part.
Well, I'm the host. I can't be the judge.
And I have one from another island, too.
Oh,
so.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Guy question. Anyone,
yes.
Any of them hot?
Hey, don't say that.
Can I
yeah.
say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sweet.
There's some there's
Listen,
some hotties.
I was just asking.
He's allowed to ask.
I don't want
fine.
To
it's
that,
fine.
Ask that. Just asking.
It's fine. But, yeah, so
Why
I'm really
Why is it always
excited.
About looks with you?
Well, it's true.
Because you don't got any.
That's right. Very good.
Makes sense.
I admire others' looks.
Anybody else have any other questions?
I have a question for you, dear.
Yes.
The most important of all
Hey, Jeff
questions.
Martinez is watching.
Hi, Jeff.
You are going to be there the whole weekend
yes.
for Maui Comic-Con.
Yes.
Jeff.
Is it appropriate for us to ask what you'll be cosplaying as this
no.
year at the Maui Comic-Con?
I actually posted it on my Instagram. I guess you didn't
Shut
really pay
mouth.
Attention.
I
yeah,
did
I guess
not.
Me
Miss
and you
train.
Don't look at her Instagram ever.
What?
I know one of them's Maui.
What? Yes, one of them. Sunday is Maui.
You're going to be Maui?
Yeah, the female.
The island of
gender
Maui. She's
bending.
Just going yeah. to have like up here, and, you know?
No.
It's nice.
She's going to paint her whole head green. Just...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be very
Wait, as in The Rock. From Moana.
Gender bending Maui from Moana, yes.
What
wow.
other Mauis do you know?
Well, I thought she was going to be the mother with the, you know, the grass on her face at the end.
That,
of that
her
movie.
Name is a Maui, though.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot. Sorry. I didn't even watch that movie.
I hate
that
movie. I fell asleep.
What?
Yeah. Not my,
oh, my
not,
God.
Not my bag. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Jeez,
not my bag.
It's a good movie.
First of all, I was upset that Iz's Hawaiian Superman was not in that movie, but
True.
What can you do about that?
But still...
Yeah, but so you're going to be Maui
so
one day.
You're prejudging again.
Uh-huh. I know. Maui is one day, and Inosuke is on Saturday.
Wow.
Demon Slayer.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is the harder of the two costumes that you had to put together?
Maui.
For real?
Yeah, that one was, like, real tough because the hook, uh-huh. you know, because I made it, like, almost the same size as me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, researching and getting the proper materials for it and constructing it and getting the right color. Getting the right, like, twine
you didn't
to
carve
wrap
it out
of
whalebone?
No.
Right?
No, girl.
No. I used the foam insulation that you use to put in your house.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's, like, square foam boards.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I got, like, several of those, glued them together, laid them flat, and then had to, like, cut out and jigsaw out the hook itself.
How's the tattoos going to work? Just thinking about that.
I was just
getting
thinking
real
that,
tats.
Too. He's shirtless, if I understand that right.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
She's going to wear
How's
a skin
that
suit.
Work?
I'm putting leaves.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have like a leaf.
I was going to say, they might throw you out.
Tube top. No. A leafy tube top.
Sweet.
And then my leafy grass.
That
kind of
sucks because that's what I was going to wear too. And I got to rethink my
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, see, we can't be caught wearing
Damn
the same
it.
Are you
going to
paint
thing.
The tattoos on yourself or are they like, how's that work? Or can you say?
No, she's going to get actual real tattoos before that show.
Sweet.
Yeah. I was either thinking of doing, like, you know, those press-on tattoos.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
They also have, like, the sleeve that you can kind of just put over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, one of those. So, I don't know. I haven't really decided yet, but I'll figure it out. When I come to it.
Well, whenever
I know I have 2 weeks. Yeah, so
not even
I'm excited
2 weeks.
About
it's next
that
weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, we
yeah.
always know you always blow up the spot when it comes to those cosplays every year. So yeah. We're very happy that you're going to be doing it again this year.
Yep.
Everyone loves the fact that you throw the cosplay contest. Everybody, it's a contest that everybody can rally around and have a good time with, especially the kids. I think the kids are adorable.
It does. So. The kids competition, I think, is what. Like makes the whole
yep,
weekend.
I agree.
Because and my judges every year have the hardest time because everybody's so adorable.
I was gonna say that's
so
like
cute. Mm-hmm.
At some point you just feel mean. You're like, you didn't win.
I know.
You
well,
stand
that's
over
why
there.
Every well, starting from last year, this year, every child gets a prize.
Yeah. Not everyone
just
can
for
win.
Entering.
Mm. Amen to that, Gannon.
Whoa, come on, guys.
I'm sorry.
No, but they're so adorable.
I know,
and
yeah.
They work so hard.
Yeah.
They actually make their costumes. So it's crazy.
If I say, hey, kid, off the stage, don't get mad.
I'm going to get mad.
Okay, got it.
But, you know, not to sell it short, it's like I also really like the group cosplays because it takes some creativity just to come up with a cosplay that works as a group.
Yes.
And to get everybody to organize.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like herding cats
and
sometimes.
It is herding cats.
Basically.
It absolutely is.
Like we can be Nightmare Realm Scooby Squad.
You could.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Sponsors.
Apparently,
Shaggy,
John J. Murakami said we broadcasted on the monitors
anyway.
In the other room last year. I don't
yeah,
remember
yeah,
that. Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm coming
and
to dress up
Format's
going to
help me
try and find
set
a
that
dog.
Up.
Sweet.
I have a dog.
Format's
no,
taking
no,
the
one
show
looks
officially
like
this year. Thank you so much, Format.
Yes.
It helps so like much. It.
Very good.
Glad I can be
next. There was a question in chat a few questions ago.
Uh-huh.
What have you been doing as far as anime lately? Have you been watching anything? Anything you recommend? Because you are the anime queen.
I'm still hung up on Demon Slayer, and I'm sad that it's over, and I don't know what to do with my life anymore.
Wow.
Have you been watching Dr. Stone?
Not as much.
Wow.
That's our overlord.
Wow.
What about Fire Force?
Oh ladies God. And gentlemen, joining us here on the podcast tonight. He is the sexiest Chinese George Clooney you'll ever meet in your entire life.
He's our Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
he is Sean Mohan.
I've actually been ousted because he's certainly
Woo!
More Chinese than me.
Yes, he is. He's our very own silent
Sean. You know why I could tell you he's more Chinese than me? Because if you look at his face, you can tell.
By the way,
Whoa,
just to let you know that I want to let you know, my dear,
also,
that you are officially
he would
on
agree. Ask him.
The new Nerdwatch shirt.
Yay!
Don't bow to that, Sean.
Yeah.
Isn't Sean on it, too?
Yeah, oh, just her. It's a spread. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
What?
Phone home.
Phone home. No. Night Darling's on there. Silent Sean is on there.
Yay.
Everyone is on the shirt. It's going to be really neat. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm going to get you a couple. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I'm invisible
on
the shirt.
So I'll get you a couple shirts.
Yeah,
but anyway.
But
all I heard is that you weren't thinking
the
about
Sean is silent.
I was. I just, I got the wrong size. So it was my fault.
Gee, what anime are you watching?
No.
Right now?
Since you love it so much.
Gravity Falls?
That's animation, but not animation.
Why are you talking?
What? It's a good
All
show.
All the weebs out there are going to...
It's a good show.
It is
a good
show,
show
but it's
crying
anime.
Right now.
It's animation.
What show did he say?
Gravity Falls.
It's a great anime.
Yeah,
I have my list of
anime.
Oh, really?
You know that crazy anime company, Disney?
Right.
What is your list, my dear?
Okay, so after Demon Slayer, which I'm still sad about, mm-hmm. I have Black Fox, which I really, really like. Mm-hmm. 5 centimeters per second. Mm. That one definitely
that
like hits the
hot.
Feels.
Yeah.
What the
fudge
is that? Another ACCA and Beautiful Bones. That's what I've been watching lately.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
my anime list. That's what
Definitely
I've been
Definitely not
like,
the ones I was expecting.
I was expecting Vinland Saga on the
No.
Night Darling recommends anime. You're gonna have to do that on the Nerdwatch Facebook page and put in all the shows you recommend for people
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, no, because like especially like since Demon Slayer was such a big one and now that it's over, we're all kind of it's like, what do we do now? I don't know what to do with my hands, like Yeah. You know, it sucks.
Dr. Stone
like, there's
is
like
good.
An empty space.
Azur Lane is good.
Uh-huh.
Vinland Saga is good.
Yeah, that one's a good one too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah,
good.
There's a lot of weebs out there that care about anime. So
I know,
you
that's
talk
why
about
I was we're talking about. See, it's what I'm saying. That's talk why you gotta be.
It's like the first time we brought up anime.
You gotta
like,
be
what?
My pro at that.
The last time she was here.
Hey,
yeah. That's a nerd thing.
Stop it.
That's a nerd thing.
Oh, well, are we allowed to?
It just seems like you only care about anime when Lindsay's around.
I didn't know we could do that.
If it's as good as Gravity Falls, then absolutely.
Oh my God. Anyway,
you ever see that old anime Smurfs?
That's a good one.
That's a good
one.
You're just trying to get on James Silvani's good side. Yeah. He loves Gravity Falls.
I love Gravity Falls. It's so good. So good.
You know who does great anime is Hanna-Barbera.
Yes. They are great anime.
All right, my dear. Yes, that is good. Night Darling Cosplay's official cosplay contest has some amazing sponsors. So please, my dear, go ahead and give us those.
So I really want to shout out my amazing sponsors because without them, like, we wouldn't have these really kick-ass prizes. So Mystery Maui, the escape room on Maui, they donated. They donated a whole
great humans
bunch
as
of
well
passes.
Awesome escape rooms.
The P-Holo Ranch Adventures. Thank you.
The zip line.
Cool. Yes, the zip line passes. Thank you to your bro. Hey. Kauai Con. This is amazing because last year we got the.
Yeah, we're getting all kinds Comic-Con of con passes one. For. Yeah. For prize, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, we can't really give Maui Comic-Con passes.
I know.
As prizes anywhere because.
Yeah. So super thankful. Thank you, Angel. Kauai Con is giving.
That's awesome.
Out passes. So that's great. Like usual, Jimmy, thank you for the amazing Comic-Con Aloha passes.
And it's awesome because oftentimes the people who win our competitions go on to compete at those cons.
Yeah. So they're just happy to like.
We really need to like develop a con circuit and have like a cosplay season.
It's really cool that Jimmy J is so supportive.
It's pretty much starting because there's a lot of people from off island coming this year.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm super thankful that these, you know, the biggest conventions here in Hawaii are
flat out looks
like
George Lucas.
Right.
And then Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Oh, who's that?
It's
George Lucas.
And then Francine Walraven Tattoos.
Oh, Francine.
So this is only for the upper division.
Franny.
Oh, you're not going to give the kids tattoos?
No. It's only for the upper division.
What fun is that?
I'm sure every kid that competes this year wants a tramp stamp.
And so thank you to all of those awesome sponsors who
thank
sent
you
over a
for
whole
the fourth
bunch of
annual
stuff.
Night Darling Cosplay and Competition.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I tell you what, Francine couldn't make it tonight, but she says she gives her best wishes to you and your cosplay contest, and she's in full support of the cosplay contest.
You made that
contest.
Up.
No, I didn't.
She totally.
All right, if I did, so what?
No, she would have said that.
Yeah,
She's a nice lady.
You know, at least
she's a nice
be
person.
Tonight, but he totally said.
First of all, she's a nice lady. Okay. Anyway, speaking of nice ladies, thank you, Night Darling, for sharing that the wonderfulness that is going to be the cosplay contest. Is there anything else you're going to be doing there as well? Are you going to be doing? Are you going to be? I don't know, selling headshots or your cosplay pictures or anything like that at all?
I think this year I'm just going to focus more on the competition. Oh, so I'll have a few prints for sale, but not very many. I'm just going to really take the time and focus on the whole competition. For
are you bringing your
days.
Whole team with you this time too?
The whole, well, most of the team is coming. Lance has a work thing in the mainland, so he won't be coming. Boo. And Javi won't be coming because he has his like anniversary thing for his clothing line, so he won't be coming. But the rest of the crew will be coming down from Oahu, and we're ready to get lit. So,
get lit. Whoa. What is that?
It means you're not invited, G.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
That's fine. I go to bed at 9 anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, Night Darling, so glad you can make it. Stick around because we're going to have a little bit of fun with everybody.
All
so
I heard
chime
was
in
that.
Every,
Josh
anytime
isn't coming
you want.
This year. So sad.
Sean Mohan, the silent one is in the house. Sean.
Ooh, Sean.
How have you been, man?
Been good.
Good. Listen, get up right on that mic. I know you're silent, but still.
Sorry. You should talk to him about his weekend, actually.
I was going to tell you. That's what I was just about to ask for. You had an amazing weekend. What did you do?
I went to Oahu.
Wow, and what did you do? Did you go watch Hanson?
No.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
So. It was a Jason Mraz concert.
Okay, got it. Okay. So what'd you do?
I saw.
He cosplayed.
No.
As what?
No. I didn't cosplay.
Oh, what'd you watch?
I saw a concert.
Who'd you see?
The Get Up Kids.
Oh, cool. Wow, how would that go?
It was pretty good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Man,
nice.
I miss ska. They were fun shows, man.
They're not ska band.
That's not a ska band.
Punk. What are they?
They're not even punk either.
What are they?
Emo.
Emo-ish.
Really?
Late 90s,
it sounds
early
like
2000s
a ska band
emo.
Name, Get Up Kids.
Yeah, it does. I'll give you that.
Didn't No Doubt invent Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the 1920s in Jamaica.
Yeah.
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 That was
there was never Scott until Tragic Kingdom came out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That credit belongs to...
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Desmond Decker. And the Diamonds created Ska, right?
And the Boston.
And the Boston's created Ska.
Oh, the Mighty Mighty Boston's. Those guys are great. Oh, yeah, they were definitely before, no doubt.
The Ska Pioneers were a big fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good, too.
You know all those white upper middle class Ska bands? Really?
I think Sinatra did some Ska, too, at some point. Yes. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spreading the news.
Sweet.
You also you are a real superhero because if I'm not mistaken, if I follow your if I stalk your Instagrams correctly,
we know you don't. So why are you trying to say you do?
Wait, are you saying you follow his social media more than hers?
I slide into
that. What's happening here?
I slide into his DMs
that?
Every once in a while.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I slide into his DMs. It's all
Does
good.
He
but anyway,
boobs?
Sorry, I'll make up for it later.
He lunges.
You
whoa!
I do. You flew what? This weekend, did you not? Literally,
all Asians can fly. Did you not know this?
Out of a plane.
Oh, okay. You did.
I jumped out of a plane.
Oh. You jumped out of a plane.
It was really more falling.
Yeah. Oh, falling, yeah.
Wow. That is amazing.
You like to do that.
That's the second time you've done it. You did a third time?
Third time. Yes.
Skydiving.
He always does that.
Good Lord, man. That you're much braver than I, because I could never do that.
They won't let you do that.
Yeah, you don't.
No?
No.
You're not even if I ask nicely?
No. They'll push you without a parachute.
Yikes.
They're going to be like, all right, you ready to jump? It's like, where's the parachute? It's like, hey, why do you keep bringing that up for?
Can't do in the past. Just what? Go.
You should have put it on before we got on the plane, stupid. Go.
Well, that's cool, man. So I'm glad you got to spend a little time in the Honolulus this weekend. So that was good for you. And got to see the Giddy Up Kids.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Giddy Up
Kids.
Close enough.
All right. You know, now that he said that, they should do a country album of their songs, but country style.
It's coming now.
That's actually pretty genius. We need to email them and tell them, hey, do a country album of their best record in country style.
Giddy Up Kids. Got it. All right, sweet.
God damn it. I hate that you came up with that. I'm so mad that you came to that before me.
Yes, sweet.
I hate it when a great idea hits someone else.
Well, listen. I just want to tell you something. I did something not as exciting this weekend.
Gross.
Matter of fact, it was a
root canal.
It was probably a little more disgusting than anything else.
Yeah. Well, let's hear about it.
All right, so
washed yourself.
I was by myself in a dark room.
Oh, oh my god!
No!
Keep going.
Go on.
No. Who's it over here?
Go on.
No, I went to go see Gemini Man starring Will Smith this weekend.
This is worse than what we thought you were going to say.
You nasty, G.
You nasty. I'm going to tell you something. I just want everyone to know.
Did he kiss himself in the movie?
A little bit. He hugged himself.
Ha-ha!
Yeah.
Did they do docking?
Why'd you kiss me,
they
bro?
Docked.
Uh-huh. Did they dock, really?
They docked a little bit.
This version of myself is not ready for this part of my sexuality. Ha-ha!
If there's a Will Smith on Will Smith docking scene, I'll go.
A little bit. So it's implied.
Oh, then if it's implied, why do I need to see that for?
I'm just going to tell you something.
I need to see it happen.
Gemini Man is without a doubt the worst movie of the year so far.
Why are you so mean?
It is horrible.
Worse than?
It's terrible.
Oh, no.
I couldn't do that without seeing it.
It's awful.
I could have saved myself 14.
Now,
you could have saved 14.
What about when he throws
me?
Dirt bikes at people? Isn't
that
fun? That
was the stupidest thing I've ever
what
seen
do you mean?
In my
he karate
life.
Karate chops him with the dirt bike.
Really? It's so stupid.
What's stupid about that?
Well, first of all, the story's half-baked. It's not very good. But
no,
to be
don't insult half-baked. That's a genius movie.
That is a genius movie. To be fair to Ang Lee, this movie is not being projected properly at the majority of theaters in the country.
Why is that all of a sudden an issue? Not
because
enough light now the movie sucks?
No. Because this movie was shot in 120 frames per second. So right now, when you're seeing it, you're actually seeing it in 24 frames per second.
Wait. So this is the high frame rate thing like Peter
Very
Jackson
high,
was doing.
Yeah. No, but this is even higher.
But that looks terrible.
No. But you see, the reason why they did it that way was because it was to help with the effects of his face.
Okay. But you know what? If John Woo's upset that it's not projected right, it's not the theater's fault that he shot it in a way that's not accommodated by most theaters.
Okay,
first not
his of all,
fault.
Ang Lee.
John Woo and Ang Lee are not the same person, dude.
I want to say
gets
something,
mixed
but I can't.
All the time.
I want to say something, but
no,
I can't.
John
do
Jay.
Not.
I think I'm sitting in the middle.
Break
it up,
sure.
You two.
Don't say it.
They do both use chopsticks, though, I'm sure.
What the?
Oh, come on.
What? What?
Rice is rice.
Am I right?
Rice is rice.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, All I'm going to say is
I use chopsticks too, so what?
All I'm going to say Avoid Gemini Man. It is awful.
It comes across like one of those early 90s action movies that doesn't have any business coming out in 2019.
It has no business coming out in the 2019. It's awful. It's terrible. But there could be something redeeming coming out this Thursday. This Thursday is Juana Man 2. And
Wesley Snipes getting some work.
Man.
Yes. No.
I screwed up. Tijuana Man.
Tijuana Man.
Yeah, that's what they should have called it. Tijuana Man. Oh my God, that movie should exist. Tijuana Man.
If you're A-Ron, Maleficent, the second film comes out this weekend. And so does Zombieland Double Tap. Comes out this weekend as well.
Oh, sick.
Great.
So, just
actually, Woody Harrelson. That is great.
Yeah. It's Woody. Yeah. So
I'm excited for some more Woody.
That is coming out this weekend. Hopefully
give me
redeems,
that wood.
Woody. Hopefully it redeems the awfulness that was Gemini Man this weekend. Just watching.
You know what?
The
they should have done Gemini Man with Woody Harrelson. And they just used footage from White Man
they
Can't Jump.
They should have done Gemini Man with Juana Man. Yo. Oh, Gemini Man v. Juana Man. Oh, my God.
Sounds like a really...
Oh, man.
Juana Man.
I need to be in Hollywood. Dude, seriously. I need to be in Hollywood. That movie's too good to not exist.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
Hi, Deb.
By the way, just to give you a heads up, Gannon, A-Rod's not here. Deb. Hard media. Okay? So be prepared.
Hard media.
Yeah, so just be prepared for some hard
media. I think from now on I'm just going to take
song?
It over because he's never here anyway.
Oh, A-Rod's song?
Yeah.
You Captain Five Stars? That's his name, by the way, now. Captain Five Stars.
Really?
Because yeah. He doesn't have a song. He has the want trumpet.
That's true.
Because that's what girls rate him.
Oh, really?
Whoa. What?
Whoa.
Out of 10.
Whoa. Dude, come on.
Hey, I think he's watching us.
That's better than nothing.
No, he's sleeping.
Yeah, his parents already put him to bed.
If you can at least hit the average, you're good.
Five is good. I guess you're right.
Average.
Yeah. Well, there is a couple of other things in the news.
You don't always have to knock it out of the park. You just got to play the game, sir.
It's true.
Right?
Good point.
No, always go above and beyond.
That gets tiring, though.
Basolcha.
What?
I mean, sometimes you want to put numbers on the board.
Sometimes I just want to take a nap.
Seriously.
No,
nap. Might be why I'm single right now.
You heard it here first.
Why are you awing for?
No, it just came out.
Because I have nothing tying me down right now? Because I'm free?
Oh,
I got nothing, I got nothing to worry about. I can do whatever I want.
I'm sorry, that was a natural reaction.
99.
It just came out.
All right, so chat, if you guys are interested in some Hulu and Snooze New, we got Gannon. He's available. You heard it here.
But
he's free.
Takes naps sometimes.
And at the very least, I'll sell you my bathwater.
And not only that, if you're looking for a 5-star experience, don't get any better than A-Ron. Captain 5 Stars.
Well, yeah.
If you're looking for five, if you just want to put points on the board, come talk to me.
Well, moving on to some more interesting news this week. First off, we officially... DC has officially fallen into the nepotism game because Zoe Kravitz is now going to be part of the DC
nepotism?
Universe.
Nepotism? How so?
She's bae.
Jason Momoa is her stepdad, bro.
They're both established as actors on their own.
I think it's nepotism.
Is it?
Kind of, for sure.
Is it? You know she was up for Catwoman before in Dark Knight Rises, right?
Oh, yeah, she was, wasn't she?
She was also already in the Warner Brothers door with Mad Max and stuff like that before that.
That's good. She's good.
I'd like to imagine she got there on her own, dude.
I'm going to say that was
plus her last name isn't Momoa.
Yeah.
That's true. It's not. It's Kravitz.
Yeah.
I mean, that means why we're going to see Lenny Kravitz as a scarecrow. That's going to be awesome.
That would be very
strange. That actually would be kind of awesome.
No, it wouldn't. He can't act. Have you seen Hunger Games?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, he was in,
yeah, he's in Hunger Games. It's pretty bad. Yeah, right. He's right. It is pretty awful.
Are you going to go my way?
So, what do we think of Zoe Kravitz being Catwoman?
I'm very actually stoked on it, to be honest with you. She has a very feline quality to like her face and everything else.
She can bring back that Eartha Kitt.
Yeah,
action.
Because you've been hearing. I mean, if you follow all the chatter you hear online, they've been looking for what they call
to wash out the taste of Anne
Hathaway.
A person
of color to be Catwoman. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's gonna be good.
I have no problem with it.
Because Anne Hathaway was as milky white as they got.
Whoa,
I love that she came out just like, yes, I completely approve and sign on. It's like nobody cared what you think. Nobody asked you what you thought about who's playing Catwoman now.
I know, right?
Since seriously. You've asked me. That's how I say ask.
Nobody asked. Nobody asked Julie Newmar either.
Sure, no, they didn't. They did not.
Or Michelle Pfeiffer or Halle Berry.
Michelle Pfeiffer was bomb, though.
Halle Berry
that's
probably.
That's the one rare instance where the white girl beats up.
Yeah.
Because Halle Berry was not that great.
No. Not that great? How about terrible, sir?
Well, come on. Don't be mean about it.
No. That was
she's
terrible.
She's still famous.
They couldn't find a stunt. They couldn't find a female stunt double that matched her skin tone, so they used a Filipino man. Did you know that?
No, we didn't.
In Catwoman, there was a Filipino man awesome. That did her stunt work because they couldn't find Mabuhay. A woman that matched
Mabuhay.
Her skin tone.
Mabuhay.
It's pretty cool.
I think it was my cousin.
They're putting minorities to work, so it's good.
What, my band?
No, not your band.
That explains why Batman at the end is like, Pasquale! Yeah. I mean, Catwoman!
That's right.
Nice. So Zoe Kravitz being part of the DC Universe is pretty cool, I gotta admit. I think it's gonna be interesting. She is.
I'm still okay with Pattinson being Batman.
I have no problem with
people
Pattinson.
Nobody being irritated
you.
About it.
Nobody asked you.
No, actually, a lot of people have asked me about it.
Yeah.
People that know I like Batman and stuff, they're like, oh, I'm surprised you're okay with it.
Huh? Why?
He's bae too.
You know what's funny?
Does everybody forget what happened in 89 when Keaton was going to be Batman? Everybody's like, oh my God, it's going to be terrible. It's Mr. Mom's Batman. That sucks. And then it comes out like now that's all we ever think about. It's like one of the quintessential ones.
I have to tell you something. I am more okay with Robert Pattinson being Batman than I am Ben Affleck.
Shut your face.
Just saying. Well,
we all know how Ben Affleck turned out.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that trumpet.
Speaking of which, did you see that Ben Affleck did the ceremony for Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes getting their handprints at the Chinese Theater?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because they're friends again.
They're best buds again.
According to their agents.
Nice. Yeah. Sweet. Also, by the way, this week we found out that the next Iron Man movie will be hitting theaters in January called Doolittle. So that's going to
happen. Yeah, I already saw that somebody worked on the production said it was terrible.
Really?
It looks terrible. On the movie.
It's going to be awesome.
I didn't even know the movie was happening until the trailer came out.
It's going to be so good.
It looks real bad.
Mm-hmm. It does not look it's very good.
They should have just called it Zootopia 2.
Yeah.
It is coming out in January.
Maybe it would have done better.
Yeah, it probably would have.
It does kind of, it's a January movie.
It definitely is.
It's going to be dope.
You can check it out on the Nerdwatch Facebook page.
I hope he has a British accent.
Right,
it's going to be so good.
Yep. And then kind of a sad news. We lost one of the
greats. Kind of a sad news.
We lost one of the greats, Robert Forster.
And speaking of which, because El Camino.
Right after El Camino came out, too, the very next day.
At least we got that. At least we got that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember watching him in that movie, thinking to myself, like, ooh, he's not looking good. And then he died the very next day. And I was like, did I do that?
Robert Forster has been part of Hollywood for decades. His most recent and famous turn was, of course, in Jackie Brown, opposite Pam Grier. Which he's very good in. He's also been on television programs, including one of his last ones with Last Man Standing and Tim Allen. So, he's got an amazing career.
One of my favorite parts of Heroes.
Well, yes! You know what? I was never a huge fan of Heroes after season one, but yeah, I will give you that. Yeah. I like Robert Forster a lot. He was a good actor. Very good actor. So
it was brain cancer or something, right?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so... It's too bad we lost him, but he was a cool cat. Check him out.
Era, we lost Sid Haig and Robert Forster.
I know.
I mean, they weren't in the same kind of movies, but it's that era.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sid Haig was famously replaced in Three from Hell because of him being so sick.
I wouldn't say famously.
Well, I mean
it was super famous. I got its autograph.
Did you? Sweet. All right, don't say it's
I got the fact that he was barely in that movie as an autograph.
Nice. But yeah,
Rob Zombie took my Blu-ray copy and said, Sid Haig is barely in this. Rob Zombie.
other than the movies, there is some gaming news I want to get to in just a few minutes here.
We're not gonna talk about El Camino at all.
No, that's why I'm saying I'm gonna get to that. I just want to keep that in my mind because I don't want to forget it.
Oh.
El Camino
is a.
It's a movie.
Do you call it a spinoff?
It's a continuation.
It's no,
straight up the last episode of Breaking Bad.
I wouldn't even say continuation. I'd say it's just an extended epilogue.
Okay.
Yeah.
El Camino, of course, the Breaking Bad
Because
film.
If you never saw that movie, it doesn't change
the way
story.
Spoilers, the way that Breaking Bad ends is Jesse Pinkman getting away in the El Camino.
Yeah.
And so everybody's like, did he just get caught? Did something happen?
Yeah.
you know, people are after him or not.
Stuff
or
you don't really need to see.
Yeah. I, you know what? I just love Aaron Paul, man. He's, did you watch The Following on, not The Following, it was something like
that's
The Path.
Bacon.
The Path.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't.
The Path on Hulu was an Aaron Paul show that went for 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
and
see it, no.
I just realized that it's not just Bryan Cranston's acting, as great as he is. I mean, Aaron Paul is holding up his end. If you're watching,
there's no weak link in that whole show.
There's no weak link in that whole show.
But you want to say that it's all Bryan Cranston because he's a seasoned, senior, older guy, and Aaron Paul's this young, like 20-year-old, whatever.
People fixate on him because it's Walter White's story, which I totally see that. But yeah, you're right. You know,
Aaron Paul,
there is no slouch in that whole movie.
And watching El Camino, you just realize how engaging he is as an actor. So.
Yeah,
that's kind of for me the good thing that comes out of El Camino is that you get a showcase just for him.
Yeah, for Jesse Pinkman.
But yeah, ultimately the movie's just a fan service movie because you don't need to
see it.
It
helps you. It lets you live in that world a little longer.
Yeah,
And which is why the ending. I don't know if I want to spoil the ending or not, but
it's pretty spoiler proof though. Okay. I mean, it's just after the thing for me is like he goes through so much terrible stuff towards the end of that show.
Right.
That when you see him finally escape, you're like, oh, thank God he finally got out of there. Mm-hmm. But the whole movie is like he just falls into even worse luck and then worse luck and then worse
That's his
luck.
Whole
but
life.
Then, but the ending is like such relief and it's like a good farewell to the series. But at the same time, you realize it's like the reason you love this so much is because watching this guy deal with adversity and get messed up so bad and all this is like awesome. You love watching
him Aaron
suffer.
Paul, and you're right, Aaron
he's
Paul
such
is
a great actor.
He's
so
a
you
great
just want
actor.
To watch him.
He's very good at what he does. I mean, you guys, if you guys
there's great stuff in that movie, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah,
but
I agree.
Like I said, narratively, if you never watched it,
yeah,
it, you get the same experience out of the first out of the original show.
You tell
because he escapes.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He was a great foil, and I don't want to say foil, but he was basically
like I don't want to spoil like who you get to see from the show.
Right.
A lot of that is awesome as surprises.
It is, and I mean, obviously, a lot of it. The only kind of issue I have with it is that they had to invent a lot of backstory in the flashbacks in order to make this movie work. Mm-hmm. And then you have to actually, like, you probably most people probably don't think about it too much. But I got kind of bogged down, like, well, where the hell did this happen in the timeline of the show? Because now they're saying all this other stuff happened that we never even heard happen.
Just kind of inserted in there.
Yeah, like, they had to cram stuff in just to make the movie story work.
Right.
But, I mean, it wasn't poorly executed or anything like that. But because they had to do flashbacks and some of these actors got, I mean, you saw that there's one actor got body shamed over it.
Really?
Yeah, because you get a little chunkier since the show. So people kept bringing that up. And all of his scenes
are
like flashback.
Almost 10 years, you know?
Yeah. It was like 6 or 7 years or something like that.
Do you get body shamed, G? I mean, every week it seems like, oh, never mind.
He's not listening to anything
listening.
We're saying.
I'm listening.
He's going to watch this pod later and just
First
be like,
all,
oh, that's
no,
what they were talking
I'm listening.
About.
You know why? I heard.
Lindsay was showing me pictures of bunnies at that time.
I heard Aaron Paul, and all I could think of was his great turn in Need for Speed. So if you've never seen it, you should. It's very good.
See
him,
man.
And I mean, yeah, it's a great film.
Wow.
Is it?
I don't believe
it.
It's a video game adaptation that nobody remembers happened.
What's the problem with video games, bro?
I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So John J. Murakami in the chat brings up.
Oh, that doesn't count?
That no. There's.
Yeah, let's move on then, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, Aaron Paul's
Listen,
in
I
it.
Tried to bring it up, man.
Aaron Paul's in it, so I'm obviously going to watch it. John J. Murakami, which I think this is cool. Animaniacs, new episodes in 2020 on Hulu.
Original voice cast, too.
Speaking of
and
Animaniacs.
Aaron Paul, apparently.
Aaron Paul plays Jesse on Animaniacs.
Super depressing drug addict.
Yeah.
Just, but no, Keith Tucker is going to be at the Maui Comic Con. He worked on Animaniacs as a storyboard artist.
I hope he gets his voice back this year, like I did. Like
yeah,
I
his voice was gone last year,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, so was mine.
It's
no kind of
like jazzy, if you know
yeah.
what I mean. Like,
yeah, you got to stop kissing those girls from Singapore, sir.
I guess. I'm sorry.
You get the, yeah.
It's true. By the way, moving on to something I don't want to forget. Moving on to something I don't want to forget about. Our very own Professor Barry, who is a...
Professor?
Is a massive critic of Joker, went head-to-head with one of his good friends at HollywoodandToto.com.
Did you notice that he had the first and last word in that? Like, he's just like, I just hate this movie. Just please let me have the first and last word.
Yeah. So Critic versus Critic, a good friend of his is his name. He has a website called Hollywood and Toto. Professor Barry and his good friend go
the
head-to-head.
The dog from Wizard of Oz?
No, close. Yeah.
Like Hollywood's in the
one
dog.
One really loves it, and the other really hates it. We'll let you decide which is which. And then you can
Barry
check it out.
Oh, Barry hates it. There's no mistaking.
All right, so critic versus
critic.
You
know, Barry edited out the rebuttal that his friend did at the end. It was like, well, okay then. But Barry was like, that's anti-cut. I'm going to cut that part out.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. It's very cool. I just wanted to promote that because it's a very cool article you got to check out if you have not. It's at HollywoodInToto.com. It's actually on the NerdWatch Facebook page, and I believe it's on Professor Barry Wurst's
Facebook
page as
well. You
really want
to punch Todd Phillips in the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Sweet.
Todd Bernardi, too.
Yeah. I want to punch Todd.
Who the hell's that guy? Anyway, speaking of, it seems as if Freddie Prinze Jr. was in the news this week as well. Freddie Prinze
for
Jr.
his epic Star Wars rant, which I loved,
which is pretty
epic. It was actually really good.
I almost want to play that whole rant. It's like a minute and a half.
Oh, there's, it's him talking. I didn't bother actually watching or reading it. But
if you actually listen to it,
we can,
because he was Kanan on Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels, right? So,
well, it's like a 3-minute rant. I don't know if we can listen to all.
But he
of it.
Is part copyright? Of the Star Wars canon, no. Part of the actual Lucasfilm Star Wars canon, and so he basically has a rant on what George Lucas told him. The entire series is about, so, you know, people are arguing about this and that fan canon
stuff.
That's what
I've been saying for years.
But he's saying the fan canon doesn't matter. Star Wars proper, as George Lucas intended it, is just all about balance.
Right. And he made some very, very...
So the pendulum just continuously swings.
Fascinating, fascinating comparisons. And what... he basically said that people are pissed that the Star Wars does not grow with them. So that's the problem.
Yeah, people are mad. Exactly. Wait, but it's for kids.
It doesn't grow with them.
But that was the punctuation mark that was kind of jarring. Was that Freddie Prinze ends it is it's for kids.
Aww. It's for kids. That's what
Love
he was
you
gonna
too,
say,
Jeff.
Which is true. I mean, look, when that's why there's this Next these year, movie Jeff. Series is so magical is because it speaks to kids have such an honest look at the universe and things like that and of you know what's good and bad and so that movie works for a kid. Adults are by nature just going to be disappointed in it if they keep on trying to.
That's I agree with that. As well.
But luckily, I'm a giant child, so I love it. Every, you know,
I mean.
Well, here's the thing: is that the comparison.
The reason why I would disagree with that.
Met a Star Wars I don't like.
The problem for me is that I saw the originals as a kid, so I grew up with it. So that kind of takes out from the argument.
For sure.
But I also think about like there were grown-ups that watched those movies and they came out and enjoyed them too. So I always saw it. Everybody can make up their mind what it means to them, ultimately.
Right.
To me, Star Wars has always been something for all ages, whereas Star Trek is for a little bit more grown-up kind of an audience. Kids can't really find anything in Star Trek to really latch on to because there's not really any action to it. It doesn't have any energy to it. I mean, the movies are coming out now, but the Star Trek of old, I mean, I don't think there were little kids that really loved that.
I like Star Trek better than Star Wars, but that's just me.
No, but you get what I'm saying. Huh?
Why are you talking about Star Trek?
I got nothing wrong with Star Trek.
Tricky.
But Star Wars, I don't know. I've always seen it as something that's just more all ages. I never really thought of it as something just for kids.
Well,
I never looked at it that way.
I don't think Star Wars is for kids. What he meant is the morality and the...
Oh, well, you know, if that's what we're talking about, that's totally different.
The archetypes that they're using, Lucas is using, morality. It's kid stuff. It's kid tales.
Teaching
of
them
good
between
and bad.
Right and wrong and good and bad.
Well, if that's what the conversation's about, then I agree.
The perfect example he made was that everybody loves Darth Maul, but Darth Maul is essentially Sisyphus of Greek mythology.
I really love that point that he made.
Darth Maul is always seeking, but
he will never achieve.
He's a Sisyphus.
He's always rolling.
He's
the rock
always
the
rolling
hill.
The stone
always
up
seeking,
the hill, and he's always.
But will
always,
never achieve. That's his eternal torture.
You know what I'm going for.
Do I have to explain?
She knows what I'm going for.
Yeah, you don't.
You didn't catch that. She caught it.
I'm cool.
You know what?
The smart people that watched this show knew what I was doing.
Trying to get remotely intelligent about things. And
oh no! What I just pulled on you is actually pretty smart. She caught it, for instance.
God damn.
Girls are always smarter than guys.
Yay!
Kind of, maybe.
Wow, you're gonna say that with her right there too, huh? You see, this is why she doesn't come that much.
She doesn't come this much.
I'm sorry. Hold on. She doesn't debut that much.
Okay, good. Gotcha. Fair enough.
I forgot all about it. Sorry.
Anything else that I'm missing in anything anybody else is watching right now that we need to know about?
Raising Dion was pretty good.
Oh, it's a superhero show, isn't it?
It's
kind of sorta
a kid superhero thing, but Michael B. Jordan produced and is
Michael
in it.
B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
If Todd's not here, don't do it. He does it better than
that's
you.
Sure, he does. He does it way better than than I do. So, and that's on Netflix, right?
Not on Netflix.
Ten episodes? Six episodes?
Ten, I think, yeah.
So
there's another series, Creeped Out, I think is what it is. It's essentially Black Mirror for kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, yes. I saw that, too. It looked cool.
You know, but it's
like a lot of fun.
Kids horror is, because we've been watching a lot of the cartoons, like they had Tales from the Crypt cartoons.
Yeah.
And you know, Goosebumps and things like that, and they had the Goosebumps live action. There's a lot of good kids horror. Like we got a trailer from Nickelodeon for the new Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Which is like supposed to look more serious, maybe.
That was after my time, so I'm not familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't watch Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, I did not.
Oh, he is 60 years old.
Oh yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Shut your face. It's not true at all.
That is true.
Oh, he's 59.
55.
Oh,
all right?
I was wrong.
Shut your
oh,
face.
Okay, and Jendy Tartakovsky's Primal is on Adult Swim.
Oh.
It's almost no dialogue. It's just purely just animation.
That's
and raw
anime,
motion.
Right?
No, sir.
Animation.
No. But Bob Camp, past Maui Comic Con guest as well, Bob Camp did some character designs for it.
Gendy, of course, is the creator of Samurai
Dexter's
Jack.
Dexter's Laboratory, Samurai Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't know about anime? Huh? What? Anyway.
Dude, until like 2 days ago, you thought anime was the chick that raises Peter Parker.
Nice. So, what time is that on Adult Swim?
To be honest, I haven't caught it, but they are on AdultSwim.com. They're airing episodes 1 and 3.
Oh, sweet.
But you have to catch episode 2 on TV for some reason.
So that is, I saw that it was called Primal. I was wondering what
Primal,
it was
yeah.
about.
It's
so.
Just, you know, it's like Flintstones, but if it was rated R.
Oh, sweet.
Because it's a total anachronism. It's a caveman trapped with dinosaurs. And
I'm not interested. I want to see Flintstones if it was rated X.
I think that exists.
No, it doesn't. No? I've looked.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, if you see it, send it to me.
Well,
it does exist.
It does exist.
Not that stuff where you dress up like Fred Flintstone.
No, that cartoon.
I want to see the cartoon one.
Now,
where he just takes out his mallet and hits
it's so nice.
Woman in the head. And, never mind.
Shut
Stop
up.
Talking.
Now, there is some gaming news I want to get to before we forget. Of course, Activision Blizzard is still in some deep, hot water right now with all of the stuff surrounding Hearthstone.
Well,
and
you have
BlizzCon
to kowtow to China or else.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or else. That's right. So,
they'll disappear you, bro.
Yeah, they will disappear you. They're in some deep doo-doo, as they say. A lot of people are planning to protest BlizzCon.
Like how the NBA was like, sorry, China.
Yeah. Boy, talk about the NBA sticking their foot in their mouth on that thing. Goodness gracious. And then LeBron James decides to chime in, and then everybody hates on LeBron. So it's like, what the hell's going on?
Who's
like,
LeBron
nobody
James.
Can stand up and be like, this is America. They'd be like, shut up, man. We owe those guys money.
He is a rapper.
Oh, LeBron James is a rapper?
He's not a rapper.
Is he?
Oh, okay.
Sure. I don't know who LeBron James is.
He's a shoe salesman.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is he like, is he rap for like Wu-Tang?
I'm asking you.
Oh, I was asking you. Yeah. Wu-Tang. Anyway, yeah, it's interesting.
And he thinks he's a professional host of a show.
I don't know. Anyway, ironically enough, Activision Blizzard's one of Activision Blizzard's biggest.
You can't say Blizzard tonight for crap, dude.
One of their biggest characters has actually become a very much meme for this, and that is from the girl from Overwatch.
Or May.
May. Thank you.
Anime?
Anime.
Anime.
That's her name.
Anime.
What's the meme?
They have her wearing
a meme.
Mask. It's
so much as she's become like a
representative. A representative, right.
Yeah, she becomes their symbol.
They becomes a symbol, and they actually will they'll doctor her face, and they'll put like HK, free HK, and they'll put a mask on her face and the whole nine.
Yeah.
And she's become kind of a symbol for the whole Hong Kong protest thing.
Yeah, I mean, good guys wear masks, right?
Right? Do they?
Yeah.
Do they? I will say this. After LeBron James decided to come out, what did he do? In Hong Kong, they decided to burn his jersey.
I'm still trying to figure out who this LeBron James guy is.
He works for Activision Blizzard.
He's a Chinese agent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he works for Activision Blizzard.
LeBron James.
Yeah, he's a Chinese guy.
Oh. I'm going to look him up on
LeBron James?
I'm going to look him up on
is
the internet.
French?
Somebody just
is
shared a porno link.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that. Don't click on
in our live chat.
Do not click on that in the
Facebook you know what? That's actually the search engine I use when I go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go to bed?
Xvideos.com, sir.
Wow.
That's one of my
You mean
that's my top
5 minutes before you go to bed?
Well,
before you put yourself to
five
sleep.
To six.
Also, other than that, we'll see how this whole Activision Blizzard thing pans out. But, of course, the big news was is that Epic Games decided to black out Fortnite for the weekend. It literally blew.
Okay, first of all, it's African.
I would say blue as soon as you show me that. Anyway, Epic Games decided to blow up Fortnite and start from scratch. It was a big deal. People were freaking out. There were YouTube videos of kids crying to their parents about Fortnite not being there anymore. It was epic. No pun intended.
Yes, but maybe, but maybe this kid's going to go play outside for a little while.
I agree. I completely agree. But as of today, it has come back. It's an all-new world. Fortnite is back.
So
and
this
it's now,
is a non-story at
It's
this
now
point.
Season one again. Yep. It's chapter two, starting season
over.
One.
So wait, they...
It's starting over.
Wait, so they don't have any progress they've made?
No. It's progress. It's a very new game. I got a chance to play it,
and it's very
different.
Because if their characters get it to, like, I don't know how it works, but if they get to, like, a certain level, do they just lose all that stuff and start from the beginning?
No, that's what kind of happened this time around. It's pretty crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you
I don't play this game. I don't know.
If you're a Fortnite fan, it was a big deal over the weekend, and Epic Games did it right by blacking out Fortnite for the weekend.
African-American.
Shut up. I'm going to tell you something. That was a very risky move, but a very good marketing move, because they were probably losing millions of dollars those 2 days that they wasn't on. So
as opposed to all the millions of dollars they had before that. Oh, my God.
Hey,
their bottom line.
You shut your mouth. But
they lost some chump change for a couple of days. Oh, no.
It's interesting that Fortnite has once again reinvented itself and is still one of the biggest games available now.
You're the guy that spent the $40 to get the Batman skins, right?
First of all, it was 20.
But you did.
How many skins did you bought?
I bought a couple of skins, okay?
Okay, but wait.
How many
just
a
hold few. On. He's asking. He's asking about different kinds of skins. I'm just talking about the ones in the game.
Okay, first of all, I got a lot of skins in the game.
I bet you do. Your best cabinet probably looks like Jeff Goldblum's in The Fly. But
no, I bought Batman. I've gotten a couple other ones. I have bought the passes.
You pay for that stuff?
Listen,
really?
First of all, I was enjoying.
Actually, you know what? Cooler. Hold on, I take it back because you know what? I did the same damn thing for Grand Theft Auto V when the Batmobile showed up in that game. So you know what? I gotta stop talking because I did do that. Yep.
So I gotta tell
I'll
you
bet
something.
You I have more fun with that Batmobile than you do have playing Fortnite
First
with Batman.
First of all, it's epic being Batman in Fortnite. I gotta admit, I really like it.
I bet you do.
I do. I love it.
You want me to bring my mask over for the next show?
Yeah, I can play like that.
He saw the picture. All right, yeah. It's actually in the group.
I don't know what it is about that damn game.
Here, I'll show it to Lindsay so she can appreciate cosplay.
I find it incredibly enjoyable to play. So it's okay. I don't know. I like it. And then, of course, you're playing Dauntless, the epic game, Dauntless, or Monster Hunter for free. That's what it is.
I know.
That's what it is. It's Monster Hunter for free.
I actually started playing League of Legends again.
That's garbage. Anyway.
Your face is garbage.
What? Yes. LOL is not garbage.
I always hate League of Legends.
You guys are missing out some good stuff on the chat.
What?
Because Joel Cruz put up the Flintstones and X videos, and John, we were coming. Goes, I think Gandhi T worked on that too.
He's nice. On every cartoon.
Either that, or he's talking about the legit Flintstones one. But I want to imagine he's talking about the one.
If
I'm
you are
thinking.
Listening to this podcast, always join us live on Facebook Live. The chat is pretty animated. No pun intended. You can check them out all the time.
That was a pun?
Yeah, it was kind of a pun.
That wasn't a pun.
He doesn't know what that means.
Oh, sorry. Was that wrong?
A pun or animated?
Anyway.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that you said screw League.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, first of all.
It hurts.
Okay, I hate League of Legends. I hate it.
It's like how he said that he hates
blasphemy.
Anime.
I hate League of Legends. I don't
like
it.
Why am I sitting next to you?
Let me tell you. Okay, first of all.
You should hear what he says about Mexicans.
Stop it. No. Here's
it's
the
because
thing.
You suck it.
No. Here's the thing.
He didn't catch
if
that,
I had,
did he?
No, I didn't. If I had to choose a game, I would choose Smite over League of Legends.
I like both.
I hate League of Legends. I think it's boring.
No.
I can't stand it.
No.
I don't know. No. You like
you know
it?
What
it is? Ryu Kishimoto said it's because you're bad at it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
First of all, I am bad at it, but that has nothing to do with this conversation.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
But just looking at you, you don't look like a person that's good at much.
Wow. Gosh, that kind of hurt a little bit. Oh, man.
But you're smiling while you say it, so it obviously doesn't. Because your ego won't let yourself believe. that you're actually bad at anything.
Hey, I'm good at a lot of things, Gannon.
I don't believe that.
I'll show you.
Name them and how many fingers.
I bet he's good at armpit farts.
Does it go past you?
Do it.
I'm not good at those at all.
Do it.
Let me see one.
Who can do the best one?
I think Alik is right.
Can you do it?
No, I cannot.
Come on.
No.
Okay, how about just real ones?
No.
Oh, wait. Let me, Lindsay, move first. Kai, change seats.
Tag, you're it.
No, I don't want to go near him.
Right.
The man who hates.
Nipple pinching!
I don't want to go near the man who hates
Screw
League.
Screw you. LOL.
Well, I do
Where
know.
Is your sense of chivalry, sir?
I have none.
Yeah.
Clearly.
All right, let me get to the point here. Also, I do know that our gaming guru has finally got his hands on Iceborne, if I'm not mistaken, for Monster Hunter. How's are you digging that?
It's good. It's really good. I had it for a while, but I totally forgot there was a solo campaign.
Oh, so you had to make your way through that?
Well, I don't. My plus sub ran out.
Oh yeah.
So for some reason, I thought you could only play it in multiplayer. So I had it for like weeks.
Oh.
And just it just sat on the counter.
But you can play the single player without gold.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
And
was it
and
good?
And it's really, really good.
Really good.
Really good.
You build your house. You put stuff up in your house.
Yeah, of course.
All right, just checking. I'm gonna start playing.
You know,
it
for someone who barely knows anything about the game, you know a lot about the game.
I do. I got to keep myself abreast of all the gaming.
A what?
She keeps the rest of the
what
body.
What does that mean? It's called boobs.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Boobs.
Yeah,
or boob, since you said abreast.
I can never have.
I know just
can never have Light Darling on and gets all crazy with you.
What are you talking about? She's just talking along with us on this.
Yeah.
That's why I said I can never have her on. It's crazy.
Oh, never mind.
Why is it crazy? It's crazy.
He's being a pig right now.
I'm
Let him
not. Know. What? I'm not at all. Not at all. Anyway.
Cut back to the tape. Everybody love
No, you're not.
Totally a pig.
This today was the release of, speaking of games, was the release of The Witcher 3 on the Switch, or Switcher. You can check that out. I personally had to purchase it because I love that game and I want to take it out on
it's
the road.
It's a good game.
Why don't you
it's
marry it?
Have you actually ever finished it? That's all I want to know.
No.
Of course not.
Of course
not.
He doesn't.
No.
I mean, Format says it every show. He never finishes anything.
Let me tell you something.
He loves barely the game, begins. But he never finishes it.
He barely begins. He'll start up. He'll get past the tutorial,
and then I'm
done. He'll go online and look for tips and tricks.
Yes!
And then he doesn't do anything. Yes.
Have you ever finished God of War 4 yet?
No.
Okay.
That
so he
doesn't
hasn't
matter.
Finished anything.
He's probably seen the ending on YouTube and was like, yeah, I beat the game. Yeah.
I have to say that I have put a lot of time in The Witcher. I'm about 50 hours in, but I've barely seen any of it, to be fair. So, yeah. This is gonna
You're
going to
watch the Netflix series and be like, yeah, it's just like the game.
No, because it's not going to be nothing like the game. Oh, my gosh.
How do you know? You never played it.
I know. Because you didn't finish it. You have to finish it.
Yeah, I will finish it, I promise.
Never he
He's
will.
Still in the character creator.
Yeah. There's a character creator?
Oh, God. OMG. Next.
No kidding.
There's still plastic wrap on it.
Next.
Anyway, I purchased that, and I'm very excited. We got a lot of good games coming out in this next month. We got Modern Warfare still coming out. WWE 2K20 is coming out.
Medieval.
Outer Worlds is coming out. Medieval is coming out for the PlayStation 4.
I'm excited
for
that one.
I'm very excited about that myself. But, so that's there'll be more gaming news. I can't wait to talk about the Activision Blizzard stuff again.
You
I can't
say Blizzard!
Damn it!
What is wrong?
I don't know.
We should make a drinking game out of how many times you try to say Blizzard and it doesn't work. Because I've got five, I think, at this point.
I just want to say thank you for actually saying Activision Blizzard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because in every news report, whenever anything bad happens, they don't mention Activision.
That's correct.
I've only heard Blizzard, actually.
Exactly.
No. But it's not. Blizzard. It's Activision Blizzard.
But Activision does own Blizzard.
That's
so
why.
They're at fault.
That's they are extremely at fault. And that's why I was very excited for Destiny 2, because this was this new Destiny 2 pack that came out, Shadowkeep, was the first one that Bungie did without Activision. So I was very excited to play that.
Congratulations to those guys.
And I have yet to play it. But anyway, I
want
it. It kind of makes you think, though, because, you know, all the Blizzard guys, all the OG Blizzard guys, they all jump ship.
Yeah.
like just, recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they saw it. What is happening?
You think they saw the writing on the wall?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This is the kind I'm telling you, man. It is. I'm surprised that
the rumor is still going around that they might
like
sell.
The only one left from the old guard is Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
But Overwatch isn't really
isn't a thing anymore.
So
no.
Nope. And I
How long before he jumps?
I'll tell you this. The only thing that they got keeping him afloat right now, I mean, as far as gaming goes, is Call of Duty, basically. So, I mean.
Oh, the Activision side.
Yeah, the Activision side, for sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, we'll see.
I bet you in a year we'll see Blizzard being sold.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I know.
We'll see if Bobby Kotick lets that happen. We shall see.
Bobby what?
Bobby Kotick is the man who runs Activision. Yeah, his name is Bobby Kotick.
His name sounds so made up.
I don't know. If Disney put enough money behind it, they'll probably will.
It's not made. Stop it. It's not made up at all. Okay? Anyway.
It's like that name, G Money.
No, that is not made up either.
It is. That's not on your birth certificate.
No. What are you talking about? It's.
Show me your driver's license right now.
Oh, my.
It does not say G Money.
I cannot.
I thought it was Greg.
Can't do that at all. Anyway.
Everybody knows his license hasn't been active for a while.
It's time to check in.
We should pull you over one day. Or have a cop pull you over.
Who is taking over the reins from A-Ron. He's got a huge, fat sack.
It really
should
have been my segment from the beginning. A
huge, fat sack of hard media. So let's find out what this week, the Dark Knight has in store for us this week in the world of DVD and Blu-ray and 4K releases.
Well, Hellboy 4K 15th anniversary
edition.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That is good.
We got Three from Hell finally coming out.
Can't wait to watch that.
The Haunting of Hill House extended director's cut. I've never actually watched it on Netflix.
I want to tell you something. I love Mike Flanagan. He's a great director. I'll pick that up.
The Omen Collection, Shout Factory, Deluxe Edition.
All of them?
I'm assuming, because that's how they've been doing it. They're not
collection.
Leaving any behind.
Wow.
No, but sometimes they might group out the ones that people don't like.
But I like them all.
I don't actually. Ultraman, the complete series on Mill Creek.
Yeah.
Aaron wouldn't have even brought that up.
For the
Millennials, we got the Shrek Ultimate Collection. Because Shrek is God, as I've heard. For Francine, Cindy, and myself, this might be a rebuy. I don't know yet. The Twin Peaks Complete Collection.
So is that season one, season two, and the
season
limited
one,
series?
Season two, season three. I don't know if the movie's in the set. I didn't really look that far. I would assume it is, but I'm not sure.
Firewalk with Me, and of course, isn't there another one?
There's only one Twin Peaks movie.
No. The pilot is considered a movie.
Well, I would assume if it's the show, then it would, of course.
Because I know they say, I know
theatrical
they
film. Well, I mean, if you have the Criterion Edition, you don't really need anything
else. That's true. That's a good point.
What else we got? Scarface 4K Limited Gold Edition. I don't know what the hell that means, but it seems
Scarface
interesting.
Scarface is awesome.
Teen Titans Go versus the Teen Titans.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm just going to completely ignore that Stuber's in the list, even though I just said it.
How dare you? Best movie of the year. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's the bar. Stuber.
Gemini Man.
This one seems appealing. The Leg Fighters.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but it involves two women and they're kicking at each other.
Wow.
Scissors.
Yeah. If there's scissors involved, that's definitely a must buy.
Are they Asian?
Of course they are.
Okay. when they're kicking each other, are they, you know,
suction cupping?
Turn to your left. Look what Lindsay's doing.
Oh, there it is.
Can I just keep pants around me?
This itsy bitsy spider. What's going on?
Got it. Sweet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, next.
Other than that, that's kind of it, really. There's not. Oh, wait, hold on. There is one more from Cheng Cheng Films, and I'm not making that up. The name of this movie is Who Killed Cock Robin?
Wow.
2017 film, Who Killed Cock Robin?
Wow.
And Alika's music was perfect for that moment. And then the last one I got on the list here is 2019 film called Pig Hag.
Pig Hag.
Wow. I haven't heard of it, but the cover looks like you're all about it, sir.
Wow.
What does it look like?
That's more like you, bro.
That's not me. Mm. I'm saying she's looking for you, sir.
I thought you were into the chubbies.
Huh? Whoa.
What?
First of all, it's curvy women.
Curvy. Sorry.
I like curvy women.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Besides,
anyway,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Everybody needs love, sir.
Exactly. It's I agree with you 100%.
That's right. Thick with two C's.
Thick with two C's.
Thick with two C's.
You forgot one. Crawl came out on
Blu-ray. I was completely ignoring that.
Yeah, you should.
The reason being is that if you don't have the 1970s film Alligator, that's all you need anyway.
No.
And there was a second one for that one, too.
Crawl is a great movie, so you got to check that out. Anyway.
I know, I saw that.
No, I'm not going to impersonate A-Ron, John Jake Murakami.
How would you even do that?
I don't know. Probably have no energy and not talk all show.
No, do the Russian accent that he does when he says, "Oh, daddy."
Russian accent.
Yeah, when he does the "Oh, daddy" leaks.
I can't do a Russian accent.
No, does he do that?
I can do Bane.
Like, terribly?
It's awful.
Oh my God!
It's hilarious,
Aaron.
Though.
Don't do
it's
that.
If nobody, if nobody's looking directly at me, I could do a British accent.
From a 5 to a 1 real quick, bro.
you can impersonate A-Ron by saying, "My mommy wants me to go to bed."
I can. I could do the Blu-ray list in Bane's voice next.
No,
maybe
I would. I'll take that next week.
I don't know
it.
If I can maintain that for a whole segment. Though.
I'll take it next week.
A lot.
Sweet. We got 90 minutes in heaven.
That's good. I can't wait.
And the movie Sisters.
That's good too.
All right, I'm going over the stuff anyway. Liam Gallagher, as it was.
Okay. I don't know. Pretty decent. Anyway, wow, that's pretty good. Well,
I almost sound like the Saturday Night Live guy.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
ABBA.
Speaking of, I have to say, I got to give props to SNL for having a pretty cute.
That was a spot on A-Ron.
Yeah,
man.
That was a spot on
dude.
SNL had a pretty cute parody of Joker.
I didn't watch it. I heard it was good, though.
Was really
everybody's
good.
Been sharing it everywhere.
Really good.
Yeah.
You brought up Bane. It made me think about that. It was a very cute little thing. So check it out. It's on. I think it's on our Facebook page. It's a parody of Joker. And it's Grouch. It's really hilarious.
With David Harbour in it.
Yeah.
I saw like the first 10 seconds of it. I was like, I need to watch like all the way through because I was at work when I saw
good.
It.
The
it's
Grouch parody?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's very good. So you can check it out. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is time
that
for
David
us to
Harbour, man. He just, I mean, with the exception of Hellboy, he's doing really good.
I was going to say, with the exception of Hellboy, which really was not that great.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that in front of Alika.
Yeah, no, he's not.
We've only just started mending fences over there.
That's true.
And that movie came out in April.
Yeah. It's a good movie, man. I'm glad you liked it.
It's a decent movie. Make sure you guys check out Maui Comic Con coming up in 2 weeks, October 26th and 27th at the UH Maui College. You're not going to want to miss it. Night Darling will be there with her Night Darling cosplay contest for those 2 days. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please, by all means, check it out. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And then, of course, guest of honor, Eric Powell. He didn't cancel. So he's going to be there.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
He might if you keep talking about it.
Oh, okay.
And
Carl
Potts.
Carl Potts will be there.
Of course, legendary Marvel editor.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be
creator
there.
Creator of Alien Legion.
Yeah.
Still in negotiations.
Mm-hmm. Also one of the co-creators of Batman. Check. No? All right.
No.
Anyway. Also, guess who else will be there?
Me.
Gannon will be there.
Yay.
Todd Bernardi will be there.
Ew.
Who's
Todd Bernardi?
We love Todd.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Someone else.
You could say that, I guess. You know who else will be there?
Joe Mantegna.
No. DJ Chiavicani, the writer of Exilium.
I feel like you want to marry him at this point. Like, you talk about him so much.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, I like him too. But
not only that, but the cover artist for Exilium number 5, Wayne Lowe.
Wayne Lowe. Superhero Wayne Lowe.
Great painter and artist.
Yes.
Like Nobelism.
We love us some Wayne Lowe.
Andy Lee.
Andy Lee will be there.
Casey Horimoto.
Yay, baby.
They should have a group together. They could be called Lilo. That'd be awesome.
Nah, I don't think so.
Stop that.
It's pretty sweet.
Stupid.
Why?
Shut
pretty
your
cool. It could be a
even what? Sean told you
jeez,
shut up.
Jeez, wow. Yeah. Anyway, so you check it out. Maui
Comic
Con.
Sean doesn't even know what's happening right now.
Presented by Gurnell Studios.
For a full
Studios.
Listing of the local artist alley, it's on MauiComicCon.com. Mm-hmm.
Don't touch that.
Yep, Gurnell Studios presents Maui Comic Con. Casey Horimoto was going to be there.
He just said that. You really need to pay attention to the show you're on.
We're excited.
You know who else is going to be there? Casey Horimoto is going to be there.
Somebody broke the G money.
So you can check it out. Chris Lohman and his brother Chris Kohanui.
Right?
Yeah.
No, just Chris Lohman.
Okay, just Chris Lohman?
Just Chris Lohman.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I thought
not all the Chris's this year?
No,
we just got one of three Chris's.
Oh.
But we've got all of Kawasaki Productions.
Wow.
Sam Campos, Art Wong, and Mark Gould.
Art Wong, Mark Gould, the creator of
I'm very
of,
jealous
Ring
of Mark Gould, by the way. He's on vacation right now. He's just at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
I've been following
Maui,
him. I've been watching his Facebook.
The Ekolu Collective.
Oh, nice.
They're just so, I mean, God, I wanted to read through the list earlier tonight.
But that's all right. Well, listen,
we did it last week.
You know who else?
We're going to do it next week.
You know who else is going to be there?
Well, it makes more sense to do it next week.
You know who else is going to be there?
Ron Cadogan.
Ron Cadogan is going to be there, my favorite.
He earlier he said you need to cosplay as G Wick.
Oh, G Wick. I might have to do that.
You're not going to.
And starring Cheney, the conservative cat.
Yes. And you know who else is going to be there?
Casey Orimoto.
Casey Orimoto's going to be there.
Yeah.
Woo! And last but not least, who else is going to be there? Night Darling is going to be
Yay!
There. She's going to be there as well. Well, so check it out.
She has to. She's working.
Yeah. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. Anyway, we are out of time.
Carl Shinyama's also launching his Wind
Surfer
comic
Shinyama
Kickstarter.
Will be there.
Sorry, just had to throw that.
Very good. Just
Reed
throw
Kishimoto,
it in.
Swan Kahoa Kelly.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. And the other people that work here.
Francine.
They're all going to be there.
Chase Tokutaro. Yeah. Great artist.
They'll all be there.
Francine Wallraven. Mm-hmm. Kaimana Yamada.
Alan Moore will be there.
That's not true. Ron Sombrano.
Alan Moore's going to be there?
Local
well,
writer.
He may or may not.
Cooking show star, Ron Sombrano.
He may be in tier.
Ron Sombrano.
Aaron Nakahara with a new Mint Tin game for Fields
Aaron
of Valeria.
Aaron Nakahara's going to be there.
We love that, dude.
Nine Fields.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible.
The Hexen comic will be there.
All right.
Brett Okamura in Michael McGarvey's place.
You know who else is
going to
be there?
Bill Murray's going to be there.
Vincent Kukua.
Nice.
Dwayne Akoba. John J. Murka.
He'll be there as well. And guess who else is going to be there?
Frank Sinatra.
Rusty Bailey.
Rusty Bailey. And
we've with also
his,
got
with
new
his lack
artists.
Of ringtones.
Teo Dildalau, Pancho Abalos.
Nice.
Jennifer Ahn and Jamie Masui, Headshot Heroes.
Nice. And of course, who else is going to be there?
Catherine Zeta-Jones
last
is going to be
week,
there.
Last week, Alika surprised us all. Benson and Hedges is going to be there as well.
Nice.
Yep.
Aren't those cigarettes?
No.
Tango and Cash. From Game Over Comics.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Oh, see if you said that.
Okay, gotcha. They will be there. It's going to be awesome.
Cagney and Lacey
Cagney
will be there.
Cagney and Lacey is going to be there.
Scarecrow and Mr. King.
That's good.
Garfield and Odie will be there.
And Odie's going to be there.
If they don't do a group, couples cosplay, I'm just going to be very mad.
I want to see them show up as Riggs and Murtaugh.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Which one of them is doing blackface? Right. I don't know.
No, blackface is not allowed at the Maui Comic Con.
Okay, what about just overly tan?
What about just
really, really tan?
A lot of bronzer.
Tan aggressively.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to him about it.
Good, talk to him about it.
I'm getting to
be like Lindsay said, if you just go really, really tan.
Lots of bronzer.
The nose appliance might be a little much, but just give it a shot.
Nice. Anyway, we
just
are out of time.
Get the Groucho Marx thing.
We'll have
like
more about Maui Comic Con coming up right here on the show. Join us for the premiere of Zombieland Double Tap this Thursday at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex. Make sure to check
starring
out
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera's going to be there.
And Idris Elba
and
in Zombieland.
Idris Elba's going to be there. You can check out Night Darling on the socials. Where, Ooh. My dear?
He
Night
doesn't know, so you have to tell
underscore
him.
Underscore Darling underscore Cosplay.
And that's on Instagram?
Instagram.
Nice. Fantastic.
Find me.
And you're also Stop on me. Facebook as well, but that's more for like the Maui Comic Con and things like that. I'm
that's
assuming.
Where she
yeah.
talks to Grammy
well,
and Graham Graham.
Well, that's just Night Darling Cosplay.
Night Darling Cosplay.
Yeah. But I'm mostly on Instagram, so.
So Instagram, check her out.
Yes.
She's got all of her cool pics up there and her cool cosplays, so you want to check that out.
My cool pics.
Thank you, dear, for coming today.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Debuting.
It's been amazing.
Woo-hoo.
Girls debut, remember?
That's right. Girl, thank you for Yay. Debuting here on the show again. And we will see you on the 26th and the 27th.
Yes.
And can't wait to see your cool cosplays. It's going to be very,
Yay.
Very fun.
Awesome.
You're not going to know what it is anyway.
She's going to come as Moana, right?
That's the only one you remember.
Maui.
Maui.
Oh.
Maui.
Maui.
Yeah, you didn't even get that one right.
I know,
you were like
you got
half
it wrong.
Right.
All
right,
sorry.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Do you know who that
and
was?
Then she's going to be some Dragon Slayer.
Inosuke from Demon Slayer, fool.
Okay.
He doesn't watch Demon Slayer, so he doesn't know.
Yeah. Why did you tell
He's
him?
He's not a weeb.
It was going to be way more fun for him to stumble through it.
Right.
Weeb.
Not weeb.
No weeb.
Hey, don't forget about the 18th.
What is the... Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this Friday... Over in Kihei at the Taco Bell Theater. You're not going to want... What? You're not going to want to miss...
That's
Evil...
like the only funny thing you've ever said.
You do not want to miss Evil Dead, the musical, brought to you by Pro
Will
Arts Maui.
Will be there.
Will Nil will be there, and he is going to be acting in it as...
That's the only real person that's going to be there that I said.
Of course, Lynn McEwen, the executive director of Pro Arts Maui, has is going to be down there as well.
And Bruce Campbell will be there.
Bruce Campbell will also be there. Yes, by the way, Gannon will be going, Silent Sean is going to go, Kai's going, and so am I. Night Darling.
Lindsay's going to be there.
Lindsay's going to be there.
Are you?
And if you want to go, just let me know. I can get you a ticket.
Thank you.
All right, just let me know, okay?
We're going to be in the splash.
But you know what? I also want to probably his ash, though.
Next week's podcast is actually going to be the trivia. Beat the Geek.
That's the other thing, too. You weren't going to let me finish. Beat the Geek happening at the Wine Bar.
He was so not going to remember that. He was going to end the show not saying that.
Happening at the Vibe Bar on October 22nd. Beat the Geek is going to be at the Vibe Bar.
Well, why not bar?
And we're going to... We're raising money for the Maui Comic Con. You are not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Alika Seki is going to be there.
I think the bigger draw is Format, because they'll probably get more of the questions right.
Format
will be there.
Scoop is going to be there. All right, he's going to be there as well. Check us out at the Vibe Bar.
And then Miss Fest.
Oh, Misfest is going to be there.
Glenn Danzig is going to be there.
All right, sweet. You can check it out.
Somebody's going to knock his dumb ass out.
This thing, this week, these next 2 weeks are going to be prime time for nerds. Misfest is coming up. Maui Comic Con, Beat the Geek. All of these things coming up this week and next, which you're not going to want to miss. And, of course, the big coup de grace, of course, being Maui Comic Con on the 26th
what does that
and
mean?
27th. It's a wrestling move that Finn
Balor
does.
French for coup de grace.
Why don't you just say that?
All right, sweet. Anyway, we are out of time, boys and girls. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming, my dear. Night, darling, in the house. We want to thank you so much. We love you dearly, but hate the fact you don't come very often. So, there you go.
Okay, it's debut again.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so for the one and only Dark Knight Gannon, for, of course, Format, the one and only producer, seducer, Kai, Silent Sean, the self-proclaimed comic master, Alika, and myself, G-Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you right back here on the Nerd Watch next week.
Aloha.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to scream.
Oh, my gosh.